this for us who can be against us. The hate in us and rule them against us. In an away the fall distance. It's my time back a kufunsa nishtash. If you expect me to fail, I'll push that disappoint. Banzako was so zivach to avoid. Chiba baba gata pangi kamu boys. See my ningi, my success makes noise. I know a real nigga when I see one. When the funani lose, but I still won. I'm a champion, now I trust a 3-1. I don't owe nobody, I'm a free man. Take note, fully rest, mama, to tell how to win. The hate in your career. But you sakai wale champion, no mama wana ukalangana mumira. Your mama ain't raised no fool. Hello, sawala, what to say about you? Long live my enemies. Dear God, protect my energy. Long as ziwe sibazaka kutotela. Fali top 10 sibazaka kuvotela. Yama panga chongo ma empty container. Ma hate ya wama titongela.
Ndewa wali na zela. Wali na zela. Babuna ungale munga bebe. Madenge na buseba kontolole. Wali na zela. Baby wali na zela. Babuna ungale munga bebe. Madenge na buseba kontolole. Deva no gado, tío, tío, deva no gado, deva no gado, tío, tío, deva no gado.
Broadcasting from the Power FM headquarters in Lusaka, Lusaka. The power. The hottest sound on your 91.3. The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
The Agricultural Institute of Zambia has endorsed the Land and Deeds Registry Proposed Amendment Bill No. 13. EAZ calls for economic constitution to protect national development trajectory. In international news, militant attack on a military base in Burkina Faso kills 50 troops. In sports, Chipolopolo midfielder Kelvin Mwanza says preparations for the African Nations Championship are going on well ahead of the tournament that kicks off this weekend.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. My name is Viola Chuma. The Agricultural Institute of Zambia, AIZ, says it welcomes any legislative efforts aimed at strengthening land governance and ensuring the land titling processes are transparent, lawful, and equitable, therefore endorsing the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill 13 of 2025. Institute President Professor Kawanga Yambayamba says AIZ has taken note of the proposed law, however, has expressed concerns on land tenure security for farmers, hence proposing for safeguards against unintended consequences that could disrupt agricultural productivity and livelihoods. Professor Yambayamba adds that while the Institute supports the cancellation of fraudulent or illegal titles, it urges government to ensure that the process is transparent, consultative, and subject to independent oversight to prevent abuse of authority. He further stressed that the inclusion of an appeal process is commendable, but noted with concern that placing the initial appeal with a minister may compromise neutrality. He therefore recommends that appeals must be handled by an independent tribunal or judicial body to ensure impartiality. Meanwhile, he disclosed that AIZ remains committed to supporting policy and legal frameworks that enhance land administration and promote responsible agricultural development.
As a statutory professional body mandated to promote integrity, accountability and professionalism in the agricultural sector, AIZ welcomes any legislative effort aimed at strengthening land governance and ensuring that land titling processes are transparent, lawful and equitable. However, AIZ wishes to express the following concerns and recommendations. Number one, land tenure security for farmers. Secure land tenure is the foundation of sustainable agricultural investment, especially for small and medium scale. The proposed amendments must safeguard against unintended consequences that could disrupt agricultural productivity and livelihood. Number two, due process and oversight. While we support the cancellation of fraudulent or illegal titles, we urge the government to ensure that the process is transparent, consultative and subject to independent oversight to prevent abuse of authority.
Economics Association of Zambia Vice President Banji Milambo has proposed an economic constitution to safeguard development from political interference. Mr. Milambo stresses the need for long-term policy consistency, citing China's sustained strategies as a model. This came to light during a one-day symposium on global geopolitical shifts themed Zambia in a Shifting World Order, Strategic Responses to Global Geopolitical Reconfiguration, organized by the Southern African Institute for Policy and Research in collaboration with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation. Mr. Milambo has therefore underscored the need for the economic growth to exceed 12% to meaningfully address poverty and population pressures. Meanwhile, he has expressed concern over outdated mineral records, hence welcoming the ongoing national mapping initiative. Recalling Zambia's past mining leadership, Mr. Milambo urged a renewed push towards strategic planning and production.
We need the legal framework. Coming to the mineral aspects, I'm very aware that there is a mapping exercise that's going on. I think at the country for a long time, we didn't know what it is where. So that's why we are seeing every day in this point that villagers are digging, they discover the mineral. Sometimes they don't even know what mineral it is. So I'm very much aware.
Center for Policy Dialogue Chairperson Dr. Neo Simutani has emphasized the need to shield development plans from political interference to ensure consistent progress across administrations. He highlighted Zambia's potential in electric vehicle partnerships with the DRC and underscored the urgency of formalizing informal gold mining to boost local resource mobilization.
Where are you trying to drive the government towards? Even when the government says drugs are there and that is an insufficient question. But it must be told to the authorities, you need to buy a drug. But the authorities tell us drugs are there. So why is there this government that what is we are what we are told?
And African Union Economic, Social and Cultural Council, AUECOCSOC.